Lecture 15, Conquest and Defense of Outremer.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with the conquest and defense of Outremer, that is, the creation of these Crusader states, and within, well, about a decade from the fall of the city of Jerusalem to the First Crusade, there were four feudal Western states in the Levant. These would be the Principality of Antioch, the County of Edessa, the County of Tripoli, which is founded really between 1103 and 1109, and then the Kingdom of Jerusalem. These were by no means preconceived, and actually these were the results of actions starting in really in 1097 with the Siege of Antioch by members of the First Crusade. In understanding how these principalities came about, it's important for us to remember a couple of points. That is, the personalities there, especially Baldwin, Bohemond, Godfrey, and Raymond, took a leading hand in the creation of these permanent feudal states. These were perhaps the unintended, in the case of the Byzantine, the unfortunate results of the First Crusade. But what is even more remarkable is that these states endured, expanded, and lasted through much of the 12th century. And this is a real credit to those princes who organized these states, and also a credit to the European institutions they brought in, to the backing of the Italian, given by the Italian maritime republics, and also to the adaptability of those who decided to stay in Outremer and learn from the native populations' administration, economic systems that could be used to support these Christian kingdoms. And it's a really extraordinary achievement that in the first half of the 12th century, these states were created. Now, to understand how this came about, it's probably best to look at this process in three aspects. First, in 1099, it was clear that the majority of crusaders were going to go home. It was a pilgrimage, and therefore it would be urgent to reinforce those crusaders who planned to stay in what at the time were three very isolated positions. They essentially held only Jerusalem, Antioch, and Edessa, which were separated from each other. And so it's necessary for us to look at the geographic, strategic, and political conditions immediately after the First Crusade. And especially the role that the Byzantines might play in allowing for the establishment of enduring principalities in this region. Then second, I would like to look at the northern states, that is primarily Antioch, to some extent Edessa. Antioch, which was kept by Bohemond in 1098, who claimed it was his principality because it was really Alexis who let him down, not Bohemond. I mean, Alexis didn't come to the aid of the crusade. That principality at Antioch, in many ways, in 1099 or 1100, let's use the year 1100, looked like the most promising possibility of a enduring Western state. And I would wish to look at what the advantages Antioch had and why it didn't turn out that way. That within, about a generation of Bohemond's success at Antioch, Antioch definitely had declined from being the premier state in Outremer. And then finally, I want to turn to the southern kingdom, to Jerusalem, and look at why Jerusalem, which had so many odds against it at the start in 1100, that in Jerusalem, Baldwin I, that is the Baldwin who had seized Edessa, the brother of Godfrey, and then his successor, a cousin named Baldwin II, and Baldwin II's successor, his son-in-law, Fulk, managed to carve out a remarkably effective Crusader kingdom, the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and how the Kingdom of Jerusalem came to be the overlord of all of the other Crusader states. That is, the King of Jerusalem had liege vassalage owed to him by the Prince of Antioch, the Count of Edessa, and the Count of Tripoli. This is a remarkable achievement. And as a result, by 1137, that is with the death of Fulk, the third king of Jerusalem, these states were not only in position, but were far more effective and well-run than anyone had any right to believe a generation earlier.